Hello, Tom L. Bonvie here. Got a brief message for you. I hope you'll stay tuned. The name of my message is Free at Last. Free at Last. Interesting, wouldn't you say? Doesn't everybody want to be free? Of course. You know, did you know that in God's eyes, if you're saved, if you're a child of the King, if you're a born-again Christian, right now, you're already in heaven. Now, you might say, well, oh, come on now. Let's not be ridiculous. Look around me. I mean, I'm living in a hell on earth, and you're telling me I'm in heaven? Well, I'm talking spiritually. Yeah? Because it's true. It's true. God has already raised us with Christ. Now, when Jesus was raised from the grave, you have to understand, spiritually, we were raised as well. We are part of that resurrection. As Christians, we are already seated in the heavenlies. And soon, well, when Christ returns in the rapture, our vile bodies will be changed just like His. We'll be like Him. Isn't that wonderful? That's great news, isn't it? Well, that's the gospel, eh? Good news of the gospel. Always there. If you look in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, what you'll read is, even when we were dead, God hath quickened us together with Christ. Even when we were dead, God hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, don't forget, by grace are ye saved. We are now, as far as God is concerned, we are seated in glory. In glory. If a Christian can lose their salvation, well, and there are some out there, quite a few in fact, that think you can. Well, if you think you can lose your salvation, guess what? That would mean God would have to kick you out of heaven. Did you hear that? God would have to kick you out of heaven if you think you can lose your salvation. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, we read, For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. As Christians, we are a part of the body of Christ, flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone. According to Ephesians 5, verse 30, if a Christian can be lost again, well, then the body will not be complete. The body will not be complete. And if the body is not complete, then the plan and word of Christ is lost and useless. Useless. In Colossians 2, verse 10, the word of God tells us that we are complete in Him. Yes, we are. We're complete in Him. If we belong to Him, we're complete in Him. There's no two ways about that. Can the complete work of Christ be lost? It can't happen. The complete work in Christ cannot be lost. You cannot lose what Christ has given you. You can't. So, if it ever was complete from the beginning, and that's imperative. If you're complete in Christ from the day that you accepted Christ and believed in the gospel, then you cannot lose that. It cannot be changed. I can't imagine the complete work of Christ sitting in hell. Can you? No. That's not realistic at all. It's not. In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, one of the most famous verses in the Bible, second only to John 3, 16, for by grace are ye saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. In other words, you can't work to gain your salvation. Your salvation is gained by faith, or rather by grace through faith. Now, if you look at Hebrews, you'll find the what we call the faith chapter, which applies mostly to the Old Testament and how they get saved. It was by faith. By faith. Now you might say, well, faith in who? In God. You see, Jesus Christ wasn't born then. But their faith in God was established and therefore transferred over to Jesus Christ, because they did the works that God required of them. Back in the Old Testament times, works were very much needed. They showed God that you were sincere. But in the New Testament, once Jesus came, went to the cross, completed the work for us, we no longer need to show good works. But we do have to believe and trust and have faith. We do need that. If a man is saved by grace, and grace, as we know, is unmerited favor, then can he be lost? Huh? If he can, well, then Christ died in vain. If the Christian can lose his salvation, then he was not, and I emphasize this, he was not saved by grace. Not. If our gaining heaven depends on our good works, then our salvation would not be by grace. No way. He who is in Christ shall not be cast out again. No. He who is in Christ shall not be cast out again. John 6, verse 37 tells us very clearly that Christians are the Father's love to His Son. The Father's love to His Son by giving us Christians to Him. I hope you can understand that. I mean, Jesus just didn't just come to the cross and suffer a painful death and then, you know, be set aside and we went on to glory and just spent time with God without Christ. No. This is when Jesus Christ receives the gift that the Father wants him to have because of his obedience. And that's the church. That's the believers in Jesus Christ. If, let's see. Well, according to Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the child of God will never come into condemnation or judgment. Why? Because his sins are already judged at the cross. At the cross. At Calvary. Golgotha. We are assured that the believer is free from condemnation. Now, if you read John 3, verse 18, and John 5, 24, you'll get a better insight into this. Christ, Jesus Christ, bore the punishment for our sins. We couldn't. There was no righteousness in us. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, his righteousness was imputed to us through his finished work. Now, he is able to keep us. Yes, he is. Christ is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Look at Jude 24. Jude 24. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his holy, or pardon me, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, pardon me, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. We're not able to keep ourselves. Only he can keep us until that day of redemption. Well, you know, I think I've stressed the point quite well, and I certainly hope that you will take it to heart. But, you know, some people say, well, that was a long time ago. You know, how can we be sure? Because the Word of God has been preserved in the King James Bible, 1611 version. It's been preserved from this generation forever. If you look at Psalm 12, 6 and 7, you'll see that. His Word is preserved. Salvation is a gift. Salvation is a gift. Now, don't take it any other way. It's a gift. It doesn't have to be bought. It doesn't have to be earned. It's a gift. Now, when you give a gift to your children at Christmas time, do you make them go out and shovel the snow out of the driveway before you give it to them? No. A gift is something you give from your heart because you want to give it to them, because you love them. Right? Okay. Salvation is a gift. It's eternal life through Jesus Christ. Eternal life. Do we earn a gift? No. If so, then, well, it's not a gift, is it? Of course not. You cannot work for a gift. You cannot earn a gift. If so, then it's not a gift. Not a gift if you have to work for it. You see, the finished work of Christ upon the cross at Calvary was something he paid for with his own life. He shed his precious blood in atonement for us. He paid for us with his own life. This was a free gift. It wasn't like, hey, do this and I'll save you. No. He died for the sin of the whole world. Did you know that? That the sin of the whole world is already under the blood of Jesus Christ. But the only way you can claim it is to come by faith to the cross, to Jesus Christ. Receive him. Repent. And then it's yours. It's yours eternally, forever. That's what eternally is all about. If you think you can get a refund on your salvation, well, then it never belonged to you in the first place. And finally, I want to say this. The finished work of Christ has put away all my sins, all your sins, the past, the present, and those sins that you will sin again tomorrow. They're all under the blood. Now, how's that? Huh? How's that for protection? That's the free gift of Jesus Christ. And it can never be returned. Never be returned. You can't say, well, thank you for the gift, Jesus, but, you know, I pretty much had my fill. You know, I think I want to go back into the world and, you know, have some fun. You can't do that. Because that's like saying, I don't want your gift anymore. I don't believe there's an eternal hell. You said if I believed in you that I was saved eternally, and I did. I do believe in you. But I still want to go and have, you know, live a little bit before I leave this earth. Do you? Well, then you better examine yourself to see if you really are in the faith, if you really are saved. Are old things passed away? Have all things become new? Because a lot of people are making false professions today. They go, they walk an aisle, they say, and repeat after me, and they say, yes, 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 I do, I will. And you know what? I call them Alka-Seltzer Christians. They fizz for a while, then they disappear. You never see them again. These aren't real Christians. They're false Christians. If there is such a thing as a false Christian, you know, people, they come and they say, you know, well, he's just a backslidden Christian. Well, okay. A Christian can backslide. It's well known in the scripture. But a Christian cannot stay backslidden forever. You can't say, well, I like my backslidden life, so therefore, I think I'll stay in it. I'm not even going to bother with Christ anymore. You can't do that. You won't want to do it. Your heart won't let you do it. Your soul will not accept that because it belongs with Christ if you truly gave it to him in the first place. I'm urging you. If you're not saved today, give it some thought, will you? Give your life over to Christ. I mean, He gave his life over to us. The least we can do is show him that we believe in what he did at the cross. In the long run, it'll all be worth it. You'll be glad you did. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless.